It is midnight here in Brooklyn, New York, and you are now tuned in to another episode of Mood Indigo live here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and until 2 a.m. this morning, I'll be spinning you your weekly dose of blue tunes and sad croons to get you through the week, through the day, through the night, you know, whatever you need. And it's roughly 2 weeks, hardly 2 weeks, into 2021, and things just keep getting crazier, you know. We're not really getting many breaks here, but, you know, you gotta reach the bottom of the mountain to climb back up the mountain, or, you know, it's always the darkest before the dawn. So, you know, whatever little phrase you need to get through, I feel like that's acceptable in these times. But, you know, you know the rest. It's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. I feel like that's the saying I rely on, is it's going to be fine. But all I know is, all I truly know, is that dancing absolutely helps getting that pain away. Dancing the pain away is a great, great, you know, momentary cure, I guess, to this insanity. But this mix tonight is going to bring some of that groove with a little bit of darkness there. So look out for that. It's kind of, you know, spices things up a little bit. So on this dark and dancey mix, Black Meteoric Star is going to open up the show. And this song coming at you right now is just, it's going to make you groove. No doubt you'll want to, you know, tap those toes and get a few different pairs of dancing shoes ready also, because we're not just sticking in one realm of dance. I'll say that much. We're going to be dancing around a little bit. So just bring out those durable dance shoes. And here we go with that Black Meteoric Star song, Dominatron. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be right back.
Meditating in the mist between the vultures and the wormgrass, like a hawk and spit up in the gutter. King of avian IQ comes wriggling in. Your head's silk, you cannot milk, it doesn't open plenty. Milk, I like to eat a wedge when I'm living humble pleasure. You're a diamond. Inside the haircut and the flirt face staggers tactless biology. Shooting me in the balls with a vagina. A vagina! My thinking had wanted to look for Peter Stephone. Yes, I could, I should, you're pretty good. You get enough of me! Good stuff sometimes free. Like jacking off GM's TV. Only surpassed by my imagining of your beauty and the gorgeous oath of our tongues mingling. Tongue mingling! Sorry, yes. Your eyes are blue and mine are too. In fact, they're brown, but that would do. Wait, now I sound like Hitler. There's a one to go and hit you. I hate your eyes, hate your hair. Like a hawk sped up in the garden, I'd like to butter your bread and eat it. I feel your blood face shoot me in the ball. Spit up in the garden, I can see your breath's got butter.
Thank you.
This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. We had a little, some bumps there for the live broadcast, but we're back. We're back and smoother than ever. And I'll let you know the songs that we listened to open up this dark and dancey set and show. The whole show's dark and dancey. But for this set, we started off with Black Meteoric Star with the song Dominatron. And that is from the self-titled album released in 2009 and the only album of Black Meteoric Star. And Black Meteoric Star is Gavilan Reina Roussom, and she is based here in New York City. And her latest album, or latest release, is so good. I absolutely love it so much. I've definitely played some songs on here before. It's a little more ambient than this, the stuff on the self-titled Black Meteoric Star thing. It's a lot more, I guess conventionally EBM or something this album is, but it's really dark too. It's got a lot of darkness going on in it, so I wanted to share that with you all tonight. After that, we listened to an eccentric and zany track from Horsey called Bread and Butter. And that is a from their first EP that was released in 2019, which is also titled Bread and Butter. And Horsey are just so British, it's insane. Their sound is so British. Their humor in their music videos feels very like Monty Python-y, and they homage the Beatles in their music video for this song. They're wearing the like animal mask heads that the Beatles are wearing in the Magical Mystery Tour movie in one song. I can't remember which song they do that for, but it's just very British and very reminiscent of that, and I love it. And the song is a little crazy, and I still don't know how I feel about it, but I keep listening to it, so I guess that says something. Following that, we listened to Bauhaus with the song In Fear of Fear off of the 1981 release Mask, which is the second album from Bauhaus. And, you know, Bauhaus is truly iconic. I could go on and on. One thing I do want to say is that if you haven't seen the movie The Hunger, it's really okay. But what you need to do is watch the intro of the movie The Hunger. It's a vampire movie made in the 80s starring David Bowie with the opening credits of Bela Lugosi's Dead performed by Bauhaus in a club that looks like what I imagine the Batcave looked like. So you just need to go watch that. If you haven't, because it's a great time. It's a great time. Also, I wanted to say about that song, In Fear of Fear, it's a pretty like motivating song. It's kind of saying like you have to get over your fear of fear to conquer anything. And, you know, I feel like that's a little positive in there, a little bit. After that, we listened to Nine Inch Nails with the song Only off of the 2005 release With Teeth, which is the fourth record from Nine Inch Nails. And, I mean, Nine Inch Nails, truly, they hit the nail on the head for making music that's you dance to and you want to move your body to. But the lyrics, man, you know, you're like, damn, like, Trent, I feel you, bro. Like, let's hug it out or whatever. But this era of Nine Inch Nails, I eat it up. I love their poppy awareness. I feel like Trent knew where they were, what realm they were stepping into, and he just kind of leaned into it on this album. And I think it's cool. And the music video for this song is pretty classic. I mean, David Fincher directed it. It's 2009 CGI, or 2000. I think the video came out in 2009, but that can't be true. 2005 CGI, but also you know, my notes, my handwriting, who knows what I wrote here. But, you know, arbitrary early 2000s date CGI and the pin needle toy impression thing. I don't know how to describe it, but if you saw it, you would know exactly what it is. If you like put, it's like the pins and the plastic and then you put your hand on it and or your face on it and then it like stays there until it falls over. But the music video is centered around that. So, you know, that's where American culture was at in arbitrary early 2000s year. But here we go. We're going to go into this next set. We're going to kind of take it easy at the start of this next set. We're going to do a little sway dancing before we fully take off in some arm and foot dancing for the rest of the set. But the Beatles are going to open us up, you know? Just talked about them. Why not play them? And we're going to listen to Blue Jay Way. So this is a heady one for you. You're listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you.
dresses and feathers and blankets with purple crosses and flowers and cards for dearest Mo. And over the road there's an abandoned fridge. Still works. Looking wistfully at a Colombian banana, I was there, was flown over there. A kid with yo-yo eyes. I can back it up with facts and relevant information. She's beautiful, she's got Viking hair. She's a tragic heroine. I'm in love. She's beautiful, she's got Viking hair. Tragic heroine, I'm in love. Stick up for me. Do what you're told, but sometimes tell me what to do as well. Just want to sexually experiment in a nice, safe pair of hands. Don't judge me, just hold still. She's beautiful, she's got Viking hair. She's a tragic heroine. I'm in love. She's beautiful, she's got Viking hair. She's a tragic heroine. I'm in love. She's beautiful, she's got Viking hair. She's a tragic heroine. I'm in love. She's beautiful. Viking hair. I'm in love. Viking hair.
if you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'll let you know what we just listened to in that last set. So we kind of had a little escalation in this set. We started off with the Beatles and their song Blue Jay Way off of the album Magical Mystery Tour, which was released in 1967 and is the 9th album from the Beatles. This album was, of course, coupled with the television film that is so fun to watch. Absolutely watch it if you are a Beatles fan and you haven't already. I mean, it's just a great ball of fun. And it really made me want some more television albums from bands. I mean, I guess television is absolutely not existent in the same way that it once was, but you know, just make a make whatever you want. That's what I'll say. After that, we listened to Chrome with the song Static Gravity, and that's from the album Red Exposure, released in 1980, and is the 4th record from Chrome, and their first record released on Beggar's Banquet, which is the same label that got Bauhaus back in the 80s. And Chrome are from San Francisco, and truly were a pretty cool group. They had a lot of cool stuff going on. The music is, it's this album specifically kind of has something conventional or tangible about it that's, you know, also paired with something super abstract and kind of hard to wrap your head around. So it's a cool combination of things, and it's still really pleasing somehow. After that, we listened to Dry Cleaning with the song Viking Hair off of their EP Boundary Road Snacks and Drinks, which was released in 2019. And Dry Cleaning are making some waves in the UK. I feel like they've made it here to the US. I mean, they've really only been making or putting out music since 2019, which is really crazy. And they're already picked up by 4AD. I've already released a single with 4AD. And, you know, I feel like there is a trend going on right now in the UK. And maybe it's not a trend. Maybe I'm belittling it. And I don't mean to. But with talking in songs is what I'm getting at here. Like when vocalists are kind of not necessarily singing, but more so like talking or telling a story. And even the Horsey song kind of dappled in that earlier in the show. But I think Dry Cleaning does it, I mean, I won't say the best, but they're my favorite of the bands kind of making music like that right now. I just love the vocalist's voice. I love her voice. And I love her lyrics. They're really poetic. And the music's good too. I mean, it really does make you want to dance. In a weird way, but you're still kind of dancing in your room. After that song, we listened to Amel and the Sniffers with the song Control off of their self-titled album, which is from 2019 as well. They are a group from Australia, and they're just so rad. I mean, you know, punk's not dead. There can still be nuance within punk and fun stuff within it. And I mean, it's definitely, you know, a similar pattern or template maybe, but they're fucking rad. They fucking rock. And I would really love to see them live this year, you know, maybe, or next year, just soon, you know, when we're back hitting the old pavements out there. And then following that was Lust for Youth with the song Adrift off of their self-titled album from 2019. Didn't realize there was a theme going on there, but maybe there was. And that is Lust for Youth, latest release. Truly a great, you know, dance pop album. It's a little, I mean, they have their dark wavy 80s worship, you know, vibe still kind of within there, but really their own sound and really their own voice. And it's just so fun. I mean, that also, I feel like, kind of capped the set off in a nice way. We finally hit a full, you know, full body dance with that last track. But Lust for Youth are from Denmark, and, you know, we fucking love that. We love the Scandinavian culture. You know, I don't know what I'm saying tonight, y'all. My brain is the size of a pea tonight, but we're getting through it. You know, we're listening to these great songs and we're getting through it. And with that being said, the show Mood Indigo, my show is about to move times. You heard that right. It's not going to be midnight till 2 a.m. just for a few weeks. I'll flip back to this time. But here at Radio Free Brooklyn, we are moving studios. So there's a little swap-a-roony situations going on. And I will be broadcasting Wednesdays from 3 to 5 p.m. And we're going to have some Mood Indigo matinees. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to have these little matinees in the afternoon, and I might change the mood a little bit. I might do some more positive stuff to kind of like keep you motivated through the day, whether it's getting through that last hump of work from 3 to 5, or if it's, you know, gearing up to make your dinner. I mean, come on, 3 to 5. What a great time of the afternoon when you're just getting shit done and listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I mean, come on. That sounds like a joyous time to me, honestly. But Radio Free Brooklyn does have an app. If you go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, just search Radio Free Brooklyn and you can have the app right there on your phone. So you can listen to any of our wonderful shows at any time you want, really. Or you can listen to the station live and just kind of pop in and see what we got going on. This dark and dancey mix is going to carry on now with Froggy's Groovies. This is Leave Me Be. And you are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You say I've changed, and maybe that's true. I just feel so much better now that I ain't chained to you. If you're so brave, you're so smart, you should know. These things come in waves and they break apart. I thought it's a sorry anyhow, but that only got me to where I am now. If you think that I treat you wrong, then why you wanna see me? I got it to
bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan and everybody sing along, babble, babble, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan and everybody sing, are you motherfucking ready? Sing along. Everything has been said before. Nothing left to say anymore. But it's all the same. You can ask for it by name. Are you motherfucking ready? What a new shit. Stand up and admit them all never coming. This is a new shit. Stand up and admit. Do we get it? Do we want it? This is a new shit. I got the you know what, stick it you know where, you know why, you don't care. Now that you know who, I got the you know what, stick it you know where, you know why, you don't care. Now that you know who, I got the you know what, stick it you know where, you know why, you don't care. Now that you know who, I got the you know what, stick it you know where, you know why, you don't care.
You are just now tuning in. This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this might be one of the weirdest mixes I've ever played for y'all. So I hope you're enjoying this wide variety of songs that are somewhat bound together by the fact that you want to dance. When you listen to the songs, I think I want to dance to all these songs. So, you know, I guess that's up for interpretation. But anyway, I'll let you know what we listened to. Starting off the set was Froggies Groovies with the song Leave Me Be off of the album Is This Froggies Groovies from 2016. And I love this album. I know nothing about this artist, but I absolutely love them. They just got it going on for me. I don't know. I'm digging the lo-fi vibes, and I'm digging the, you know, there's a good energy in it, even though I feel like sometimes there is a somberness in the lyrics, but the overall energy is good, you know? Just kind of like a cathartic good thing. After that, we listened to the Brian Jonestown Massacre with the song When I Was Yesterday, and that's off of Space Girl and Other Favorites from 1995. That is the second album from the San Francisco band. And the Brian Jonestown Massacre are fucking iconic, honestly. It's insane to think about them existing back in the 90s, like beginning in 1995, but then still making music up until today that is just still really good. Still really good and really, you know, themselves. I mean, that's crazy to say that's nearly 30 years now. Like, gee whiz, you know. I feel like now this is a slight, you know, pivot from the Brian Jonestown Massacre completely, but it's just pretty easy to get existential these days. Or is it just me? I feel like, you know, I'm teetering on an existential crisis every moment, but maybe that's the 2021 way. Maybe that's just part of the 2020s, you know? Like, maybe we'll all look back at these times and say, gee, we were all pretty existential back then, weren't we? Damn. But Exploded View was after that with the song Dark Stains, and that's from the album Obey from 2018. That is the second full length from Exploded View. And Annika is featured in Exploded View, and she's a solo artist that I enjoy a lot. And Exploded View does a cool way of being like nearly no wave, but then also having a beat and being infectious in some other way. So a big fan of that album, big fan of them. We listened to the song Snakes Crawl after that by Phil Kieran and Bush Tetris. And that is just a fun song, I think. I really like the kind of nonchalant lyrics. And it was released in 2012, which, you know, God knows what was going on in 2012. I don't remember, you know. It wasn't the end of the world. That's what I remember. And then, of course, we had to close off the set with the song from Marilyn Manson, and that was This Is the New Shit off of the album The Golden Age of Grotesque, which is Marilyn Manson's fifth album, released in 2003. And, you know, Marilyn was like, damn, everyone's making new metal. Shit, I don't want to make new metal. I'm gonna, you know, pivot here, and I'm gonna get some industrial dude from, well, he really got Tim Scold from KMFDM to produce the album, which is pretty sick, honestly. I was gonna like keep going with that long-winded joke, but it truly is cool that he was part of that album, because it did, you know, it gives it that like, you know, dance music edge along with the abrasiveness that Marilyn is always going for. But, you know, I think he made a good call getting to the industrial there, but it's still poppy, I guess. Like, I mean, that song is kind of like a pop song for Marilyn Manson, I would say. Maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't use the broad term of pop for it, but, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna. It's kind of a pop song. Before we go into this next set, I do want to let you know about moodindigo.live, which is my website where all my old shows are housed. You can go through and listen to all 115 prior shows to this one. Pretty fucking crazy that there are that many out there floating around with, you know, just so many different vibes, so many different mixes, truly every corner of music that you want to go to. I'm sure Mood Indigo has a show for you. You know, recently I've kind of been doing a lot of mixes that aren't necessarily centered around a genre, but in the past I have shows that are all just, you know, focused on trip hop or goth or, you know, hardcore or metal, whatever you kind of need to hone in on, we got a show for you. But then also, if you're feeling pretty random and sporadic, you know, like tonight, which clearly I'm feeling, we got shows or music from everywhere coming together for you. And I think that's always a good time. You know, you never know what's next. You never know what's around the corner. You're just, you know, waiting for the next song to punch you right in the gut. So I hope that this next set can bring that excitement to the forefront for you again, because once again, we're going to be, I think we're going to be exploring some different vibes here. And tonight's show was titled Dark and Dancy, and I'm just trying to help you dance away any of that aggression or stress or sadness or whatever is pent up in you right now. Just kind of shake it out a little bit. And, you know, some of these songs, who knows how your body will move to it, but I think that's part of the fun. You know, just kind of lose yourself a little. Let it take you away. And this next song is definitely really cool, and I have some thoughts to share after we listen to it, but first, we'll all listen to it. So this is Exhaust Surroundings by PVA. You are tuned into Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'll let you know what we listened to in that last little random set there. So PVA started us off with their song Exhaust Surroundings from the Toner EP released in 2020. And PVA are from London, and they're a young group of kids, you know, they're just coming up on the scene, and I think their sound is really cool, but there's something about that song. I freaking love the dance breaks. I guess I love, you know, it feels like two different songs slapped together. And, you know, maybe that's the point. You know, maybe that's why it's Exhaust / Surroundings. And maybe I'm missing it. But if it, you know, it feels like it could be polished more. But who am I to say that, you know? I really can't even say that. The song is really cool, and I think that a full-length album from them will be really exciting to listen to, because, you know, we're all just out here creating and doing our best, and that's just my opinion on it. And I digress. Kim Gordon was after that with the song Murdered Out from her first and only solo album, No Home Record. And that is from 2019. And Kim Gordon's just the freaking coolest. I absolutely love her and adore her and think that she is a really, really great artist of our time. I think the album's pretty cool too. It definitely, you know, she experiments with some things here and there on the album. This song, you know, it's got a groove to it, you know? It's got a grit and a groove, and it's definitely very Kim also. You know it's her, you hear her voice, you hear the mood, and you know what you're getting. And I respect that when you know what you're getting from an artist. Then we listen to a little Witch House track from White Ring, and that is the song LXC999. And the song is off the album Black Earth That Made Me from 2011. That is the debut album from White Ring, who are some of the, you know, pioneers of Witch House. And really, I played that song for my friend Blair. Hey, Blair. He told me he starts every day listening to that song. And, you know, I just think that's a mood. I just think that's a vibe, as we say. It's definitely a tone to set your day. But it's a pretty cool song. And White Ring are coming back with another album this February. So I'm intrigued to see what they've been cooking in the lab. I think that'll be a exciting thing to listen to now that Witch House has kind of tumbled into, you know, a new realm. It's definitely grown and molded in a new way. Then we listen to Jessica Lee Mayfield after that with the song Off of My Hands. And really every song in this set was a different vibe, and you know, I guess that's what we're doing tonight. We're just skipping around. And that song is from Jessica Lee Mayfield's album Sorry Is Gone, which was released in 2017. And it's the fourth album from Jessica. And she is just one of the coolest artists, I think. I love her sound. It's, you know, this album's a little cleaner, I guess. A little, like, poppier than her album Make My Head Sing, which came out before this one, but she's definitely got a little of that 90s, you know, grunge in there, mixed with some folkiness, mixed with some pop. Just a really good blend, and it all comes together seamlessly under her voice. She's just got the juju. She's got it going on. But now we're going to go into this next and final set of the show. And, you know, I can't say that it's going to get less random. I can't say it's going to be less eccentric, if you will. But I hope that this show has given you some, you know, something to dance to in some way or another, something to kind of get a release, something emotive in a way, perhaps, since we, you know, there's a little something for everyone tonight. I'll say that much. But yeah, this has been Mood Indigo, live on Radio Free Brooklyn. We got a few more songs that we're going to play before the show comes to an end here. And my next show and the next few shows that I have will be airing on Wednesdays. So Wednesdays from 3 to 5 p.m., Mood Indigo will have little matinees. We're going to call it Mood Indigo Matinee. I'm going to explore happiness, perhaps, sometimes. We're not going to be sinking in the blue. It's kind of hard to sink into the blue at 3 p.m., you know? We gotta keep it chipper. We got more shit to do in the day. So I'm going to kind of treat this as a special little moment for the show and for me and for you to, you know, here's something different. Here's some positivity. Here's some, you know, maybe it'll be more ambient. Maybe it'll give you some time to really zone out or focus in on yourself. And we'll see how the show takes shape. I think it's going to be a fun experiment and something new. But I will eventually come back to this time slot, so worry not, night owls, because the midnight till 2 a.m. slot will return. But here we go. We're going to listen to Radiation from Suicide, and we're going to listen to the song Take Me Higher from Qual, and then I think Sade is going to close us out here. I think that's what's going to happen, or we'll just hear a little bit of Sade, but I'll see you next week. See you next Wednesday. This has been Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Listen to the blues. There's nothing safe.